It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Emily Clare. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Excellent. Got a new song called Drive Me Home. We'll talk about that in just a second, Emily. But why don't you tell us about yourself a little bit? What have you been doing?
Yeah, so I'm an artist from Ontario. I've been doing music since I was a little girl. I started singing at the age of 3, and then I've been pursuing it ever since, and it's led me to this. I've had a few singles on the radio. I'm really fortunate for that, and just making my way in this crazy industry.
You bet. Do you remember the first song you ever sung in public?
I think it was "Beautiful" by Christina Aguilera.
That's quite a mammoth song to attempt first time out. That's good for you.
Yeah, it is. I'm a big fan of hers. She has an amazing voice.
She sure does. New tune called "Drive Me Home." Emily, tell me about that song.
Yeah, so "Drive Me Home" I wrote this song with my producer Sean Moore and singer-songwriter Doug Fulkins. I actually started this song on my own, and then I thought, you know what, it'll be better if I get some co-writers in on this, because, you know, three heads are better than just one. So, and then it started with a title, and then it turned into kind of a woman empowerment song. I wanted it to be like a fresh idea, because we don't always hear a lot of female country artists singing about their perspective and their wants and desires on, you know, their perspective on taking a man home. We always hear the man sing about it, but we don't hear the female sing about it enough. So I thought it was a really cool, fresh idea, and it turned out really great. And after I wrote it, I knew I had to record it, and here we are.
Perfect. Your producer, Sean Moore, his name pops up in a lot of conversations I have with guys, especially from artists from Ontario. Tell me about Sean. What does he bring to the table for you?
Yeah, Sean is just a really great guy. He's all around. He's a wonderful person to work with. I met Sean in a co-write with him, and then I figured, you know, I'm writing all these songs with him. I think I'm just going to use him as my producer, because we just clicked really, really well. And it's really great to work with someone as insightful as him. He's just helping and working with so many artists in Ontario. And he's an incredible person. He's actually up for an award for CMAO in Ontario right now.
Nice, nice, fantastic. And of course, the CMAO, the Country Music Association of Ontario, just keeps to plug along during COVID as well, doesn't it? It keeps going.
Yes, they're trying.
Yeah. as everyone is, I guess. Are you jumping online and doing anything? Because, I mean, typically at this point of the interview, we chat about gigs, but there really are none to talk about.
Yeah.
Are you jumping online at all and doing some stuff?
Yeah, so I've done like a few live shows, and I've done some other online writers rounds as well. And then I also have my own. It's called the Songbird series, supporting female artists in country music only. They're supposed to obviously be in person, but right now they're just online. So,
what kind of who do you have on that show, or who did you have?
I'll have Nicole Ray, Elise Saunders, Shantaya, Justin Tay, pretty much anyone I can get a hold of. So anyone in Ontario, many of the girls from Ontario and anywhere else in Canada. So
it's great talking about country music, isn't it? Love it.
It is. It is. There's so much talent.
You bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Emily? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, so you can find me at Emily Clare Music on social media.
Perfect, Emily. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with everything going on, and we'll talk again for sure.
Thank you so much, Cal.
Emily Clare on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.